8:09 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. We are so happy to have with us in the studio at Connect FM this morning, State Representative Mike Armanini joining us as we have our special feature around PA's 75th. Good morning, Representative Armanini. How are you?
Very good, Dan. Good morning to you. Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to you as well. We always appreciate you making time to come in and talk about some of the most recent issues or the current issues that face us all here in the 75th District, all of Elk County and the northern part of Clearfield County. So thank you for doing that again this morning. Want to begin by talking about a great success story, and that is a bill that you proposed not too long ago, and it was very fast pace, which that doesn't always happen in government halls, but at the state legislature, the bill that you proposed regarding canine units in the fentanyl crackdown across the Commonwealth. Could you tell us about that bill that was proposed and quickly became law?
Well, yes, I'm very, of course, pleased to hear that Governor Shapiro did sign that into law a few weeks ago. And of course, what that bill did was, which was not in the law code, would now enable law officers and also the Attorney General's office to be able to warrant a search for fentanyl, say on a drug raid or a pullover, and just to be able now to search for that. It is now legal. It's kind of you know, with it not being already in there, you know, and I believe it was because fentanyl is a different classification of a drug, right? Not so much a street drug, even though unfortunately it is the number one street drug. Mm-hmm. You know, now this is going to be a very heavy force for our police officers, you know, to be able to now have one more weapon to fight fentanyl and the drug problem that exists, of course, across Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I guess it really shows an effort to be able to adapt to the times. You know, like you mentioned, you know, 10, 15 years ago, most people didn't even hear of fentanyl, and all of a sudden it's become such a major detriment to the Commonwealth and really across the country. So we need to kick up the ways that law enforcement can get rid of it.
Definitely. Yeah. So I'm glad Pennsylvania is moving forward with that.
Yeah, very good. And congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And let's move on to something that doesn't seem to be very fast-paced, and that is getting approval to a state budget. You know, we went through that extended debate last year. I think it was all the way until November before we had a state budget in place. And we've passed the June 30th deadline for the new budget, and I assume we still have no budget in place.
Well, we do not have a budget in place, but we have been notified that we will be in session this Sunday at 12 noon. So I am heading back to Harrisburg tomorrow late afternoon. We have a evening caucus starting at 7 p.m. So it sounds, with that moving forward, that the Senate and the governor and the Democratic House leadership team are coming to maybe a compromise. Okay. That we are going to see the new proposed budget presented to us on Saturday. And then, of course, that's when the discussion will start. And we will see how, what has happened since, you know, Governor Shapiro's almost $5 billion over what Pennsylvania has revenue budget is going to look like.
Okay.
So it will be interesting. I have no details on it yet. But, you know, the budget, you know, comes through, and where is it? You know, in all honesty, what I look at is that there are many support letters I have written to my leadership saying, you know, if more funding can be used here, that would be greatly appreciated and so forth. So we'll see where that all goes. But we know we cannot really have a budget that exceeds what we're bringing revenue in.
Sure.
So that is where I have a hard line. You know, people sometimes say, oh, you voted no for the budget. You're not for education. You're not for helping rural health. You're not, you know, for this or that. No, that's not the scenario. I'm a no because I don't spend more than I have.
Right.
I've never done that in the businesses that I have been involved in. And why would I do that for the state government?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting what it comes back as. And, you know, we'll go from there. You know, one of the things that we have is, of course, you know, the only two revenue generators that the governor had was the skills games, which now we know the courts have called them all not skill games, they are all slot machines. So where are we at with that? Because right now, if the Senate does not enact it in 120 days, they all become illegal. So we know we need that revenue to some extent, but now we're in with the gaming. So it'll be interesting how that plays out. And then, you know, of course, the legalization of cannabis, which I don't think is going to go through this session. I hope it never goes through.
Right.
But what are we going to do? Your two caveats that you were using to bring in revenue are now compromised.
Right. And we don't want to dip into that rainy day fund, which seems to be the answer to the shortcoming of funds.
Right. And, you know, if you're going to dip into that, then what are we going to do to generate new revenue? And we rank, I think, 41st in economic development. Pennsylvania has a problem with thriving, bringing in industry, and also with energy.
Sure.
You know, so there's common sense things that we can do to bring in the revenue that we can then be able to support all these great programs in Pennsylvania. But we need to do that. People need to realize, yes, we need to take advantage of natural gas. We need to liquefy that natural gas and send it to Europe. We need to be able to send natural gas to the New England states by via a pipeline through New York, which of course is not feasible right now. There's so many things that we need to do. We need to start generating new baseload electric energy. You cannot do that all on renewables. Renewables are expensive. That's what people don't realize. Part of your electric bill is because of the cost of renewables that the Shapiro administration mandates must be used creating your electric. So there's a lot of work to be done.
Obviously.
We have to hit some common sense, and we need to move forward with using what Pennsylvania resources we have so much in abundance.
Yes, most definitely. And that's an excellent segue into what I wanted to ask you about next, Representative Armanini, and that is about there's a series of energy bills right now, a lot of them dealing with cutting the taxes, I believe, like the gross receipts tax on electric bills and things like that, all kinds of different proposals. Pennsylvania could be, and you've mentioned it a number of times on our talks together, Pennsylvania could be an, you know, excuse the pun, an energy powerhouse. It really could be. And there are efforts going on in Harrisburg. I think it would be good to give kind of the details of some of those things that are taking place in Harrisburg to make that happen.
Well, myself and colleagues, there's, I believe, 10 or 11 of us, we've been working on a whole new energy package of, you know, how can we bring Pennsylvania forward? And part of that package, my bill really is in details of all the regulations and mandates that DEP puts on the industries and so forth. So that's my segment of it, to, you know, try to not eliminate that, because we have to realize that companies are very environmental responsible. People may not think of it, you know, when they, oh, there's an abandoned gas well somewhere, they don't realize that that well is, you know, pre-1950s and so forth. Every company who is working now, they're plugging their wells, you know, so, and we have a great deal of funding to be able to plug not, you know, these wells. Unfortunately, it goes through DEP, to whereas it will cost anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000 per well to plug, mm-hmm. to whereas a private contractor can do those for anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000. So we need to be a little bit more fiscal responsible on that. But this package of bills, you know, it really concentrates on being able to utilize natural gas to its fullest extent. And, you know, we are losing out on billions of dollars of revenue here.
Yeah.
You know, you want your property taxes to go down. You know, you want to be able to get, you know, more benefits for seniors, citizens and so forth. You need to generate income to do that. Mm-hmm. And these group of bills help bring that to life. So it will be a good push from, most of us are on the Energy Committee, that we will be pushing in that committee to get these bills looked at, to get hearings on them. So, we have our work cut out on that, mm-hmm. of course, but, hopefully we can bring some common sense to, the majority chair in the energy in the House to, let's start looking at this. You keep saying you want to work for new energy. Here's a proposal instead of just dancing around it.
Super.
You know, yeah. we just did some bills on battery storage.
Yeah.
Yes, battery storage is needed for a very short-term solution, but it does not add to the bottom line of base-generated energy. Mm. That's what we need.
And as Pennsylvania moves forward, as we hope it will, you touched on the word common sense a couple of times, and I think that will be helpful both when you get back to Harrisburg and deal with the budget and make some common sense compromises there to get the budget done, and also as we move forward as an energy power in this great country. Representative Armanini, we've used up about all of our time, but I wanted you to share about an upcoming summer event that you have happening in Elk County in St. Mary's. Tell us about that.
Yes, we will be also hosting with Lyft. We have a great senior expo that we is held at the Elk County Catholic High School. And it's just a great collaboration of many, many state and federal agencies that are there. And it's just a good event. We, mm-hmm. I think, have well over 100 vendors showing up for us. I mean, we are using the school's cafeteria to capacity, which is great. And, you know, we hope to be able to continue to do that. And it's coming up here shortly. I believe it's on July 21st, and that would be in St. Mary's at Elk County Catholic High School. And that starts, I believe, at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. and then runs through early afternoon. ATA is there to, I believe, there's a lunch that'll be there for anyone who attends. So, you know, we welcome people there. This is just like the expo that Senator Lagerhalk and I just had in May mm-hmm. at the Du Bois Mall. But we do welcome anyone from, you know, the Clearfield area to come over if you want to do something on that day. There's health screenings that'll be available. It is a good event. My staff, myself, and the organization of Lyft, they do a fantastic job on putting this all together. Literally, after this is done, they get feedback of what needs been proved, and they start working and planning on next year's mm-hmm. 2 weeks after this one will end on the 21st. So looking forward to that.
It sounds great. And I know that those who make use of the one at the Du Bois Mall, this one's kicked up a little bit with the disability part of it.
Yes.
And so that could be helpful for some people to take advantage of that. Well, Representative Mike Armanini of the 75th District of Pennsylvania, thank you again for taking time this morning to share with us and get us caught up to speed on everything that's going on that affects our lives. And we hope that you have a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you a few weeks down the road.
Same to you, Dan. Everyone enjoy the weekend. Thank you.